be immortal. The altered Spido, Anorak, was in the bowl's version of cold sleep. Even stranger beings were resting too. Daphne and Apollo, the diaphanous plasma beings from within the bowl's star, were living deep inside Sunseeker's motors. They occasionally woke if something jittered in the fusion torch, altered the electrical currents and controlling magnetic fields, then went back to sleep. They were better than anything Earthside engineering had achieved, at least when Sunseeker left the solar system well over a century ago. Mere humans always worked with the conflict between the needs of science and the exigencies of balancing a budget. The diaphanous plasma species had evolved under selection pressures for more millennia than anybody could count. That always worked better. Darwin bats last. But none of these aliens talked much. The view forward showed a wealth of stars amid a golden glow. That fuming cloud was fusing hydrogen plasma, piling up ahead of the decelerating spacecraft Sunseeker. Centered was a yellow-white orb they'd decided to call Excelsius, the host sun of their goal. Redwing asked of the empty air, "Can you magnify glory?" Excelsius flared large and ran off screen. A pale blue dot grew bigger than a point.
"That's not a sphere anymore, is it?"
"No, Captain," the Artelect said. "It appears Glory's image has a lump, perhaps a large moon."
"Why in hell didn't we know that earlier?"
The finger snakes wriggled away from his anger.
"Extrasolar planets are harder to find when their orbits don't transit across Excelsius, as seen by us from Sol System."
Of course, Redwing had known that. Talking to the ship's artificial intelligences, Artelects, was somewhat like talking to himself. He did it anyway.
"Does it sometimes strike you as stupid that we're ordered to explore and colonize at the same time?"
"The original plan was quite different."
"What was that?"
Funny, he'd never asked before. Or was his memory faulty? The Artelect said in a warm monotone,
"Sunseeker was designed and built as a colony ship. My destination was Tau Ceti. Sunseeker was finished and nearly ready to launch when Tau Ceti flared. Not enough to be called a nova, but enough to burn out the rocky moons around TC5. A gas giant that had been in the Goldilocks zone. An exploration team was already in place on the likeliest moon. Very embarrassing for the administration. That same year, a G star, not that much farther away, dimmed as if something had passed across it. Perhaps artificial. Telescopes gave us a strong spectrum for a breathable atmosphere somewhere near the star. There was a burst of gravity waves from the same direction. The United Nations called the hypothetical planet Glory, and it was just too interesting to ignore. They then designated Sunseeker an exploration and colonization vehicle. It got built bigger to accommodate more cold sleep people for the entire long haul. That's where your orders came from."
"Ah, yes. My first cold sleep must have erased some memories. And then we found the bowl of heaven."
He beckoned to the finger snakes, which came snuggling up. Comfort animals. They purred and murmured and wriggled.
"Yes, that must have been what passed across the face of Excelsius. A momentary lineup. A half Dyson sphere capable of traveling between stars. Halfway en route to Glory. Are you wondering how that affects your mission?"
"Not really," Redwing said, though he was.
He had long ago learned that the Artelect system liked to be baited a bit. The computer minds liked talking to